Jazz, and Max with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, content warning, the story mentions targeted violence of trans people. Police are seeking information regarding an attack on a trans person in the Gold Coast that occurred over the weekend on a tram. The 25-year-old victim was approached by three juveniles due to a sticker on their bag. The juveniles proceeded to verbally abuse and physically attack the victim and left them with serious facial injuries. Police are currently investigating the incident and are treating the case with severity as they move forward with the understanding that the attack was clearly targeted.
Traditional owners in far north Queensland are calling for an iconic saltwater crocodile to be returned to country. Old Faithful is a 4.5-metre salty who featured in the Crocodile Hunter series alongside lake conservationist Steve Irwin, but he has been rehomed to Australia Zoo following concerns of aggressive behaviour. Wildlife officers removed him from the Normanby River in Ringaroo National Park last month after reports that visitors were using food to lure him from the water to take photos. Alwyn Leal, chairperson of the Ringaroo Lakefield Aboriginal Corporation, condemned the move, saying that Old Faithful is a totemic animal for some Kookooburra Aboriginal people, and some family members have very strong cultural connections to the crocodile himself. In a statement, the Queensland Environment Department said it determined that Australia Zoo was the best-suited facility for Old Faithful, given his size and significance.
In national news, a new Australian Transport Safety Bureau, or ATSB, report found that poor communication contributed to the collision between the sail training ship and the container ship in Fremantle Harbour last year, injuring two crew members. One harbour pilot failed to give a critical instruction as the 333-meter Maersk Sheko navigated rough seas with four tugboats. Meanwhile, a secondary pilot was distracted by a non-essential phone call and did not properly monitor the ship's arrival. The container ship, carrying over 4,000 containers, struck the training ship at the quay, causing its wooden mast to collapse and injuring two crew members during their escape. The Maersk Sheko also damaged the WA Maritime Museum roof and overcharged a 1.8-meter hole in the wharf as it scrapped away.
Convicted triple murderer Erin Patterson has formally lodged documents in the Victorian Court of Appeal as she attempts to overturn her convictions. In July, Patterson was found guilty of murdering her parents-in-law, Don and Gail Patterson, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, as well as attempting to murder Heather's husband, Ian Wilkinson. Patterson's lawyers flagged her attention to appeal last month and now say they have the necessary documents with the court, but have not revealed on what grounds they are appealing. Patterson is serving a minimum prison sentence of 33 years.
In international news, a medieval tower in the centre of Rome suffered a partial collapse earlier yesterday during renovation works, trapping at least one worker inside the rubble. The Torre dei Conti was undergoing structural renovations before one side began to collapse, sending a worker to hospital in a critical condition, before another section collapsed and trapped another worker for hours. The worker has since been freed, while the status of the remaining structure is under examination. The tower was built by Pope Innocent III to house his family and has collapsed before in the 17th century. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy but should clear up by midday onwards. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.